This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Two Colorado hospitals, Denver Health and Children's Hospital Colorado, say they will resume some gender-affirming care. Earlier this month, both hospitals said they were altering their policies to halt the procedures after an executive order from President Donald Trump to stop gender-affirming medical treatments for children and teenagers. Colorado joined other states in challenging the executive order. Now, the hospitals say patients under 19 will be able to continue to receive puberty blockers and hormone therapy. Colorado lawmakers unveiled a bipartisan proposal at the Capitol yesterday aimed at heading off future problems at the state's DNA testing lab. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The legislation comes in response to former forensic scientist Yvonne Missy Woods. She allegedly manipulated more than 1,000 DNA test results in criminal cases over decades. The bill would require DNA lab employees to report misconduct, and the state would need to notify those impacted. Republican Representative Matt Soper is a sponsor of the bill.
The notification would go to prosecutors, defense attorneys, and then the victims as well.
It would also set up an easier process to review cases post-conviction that may have relied on faulty DNA analysis. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A proposed ballot measure could stop wolf releases in Colorado. The Colorado Title Board approved final language for the ballot measure on Wednesday. That clears the way for supporters to begin collecting signatures to earn a spot on the 2026 ballot. This is CPR News and KRCC.